This is the Mind Your Business podcast.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Mind Your Business podcast. My name is Matt Williams. I'm joined, as always, by the wonderful Alan Clark. And we're both fresh from holidays, aren't we, Alan? How you look? I was going to say you look tanned, but you don't. You don't particularly. Did you go somewhere like Iceland?
No, I have to defend myself here. It's clearly the filtering on Squadcast. I am extremely brown. I'm looking very healthy. Thank you very much. And no, I didn't go to Iceland. I went to France, and it was very hot.
Amazing, amazing. Well, we went to down to Cornwall for the heat wave. It was unbelievable. I'm now in a position where I can't shave my beard, because I'm going to have a tan line on my face, which is not ideal. So, yeah, I've got to grow the beard out for a little while. But there we go. So we're fresh-faced, bushy-tailed, and ready to podcast, right? What are we talking about this week, my friend?
So I think I wanted to get into something a bit different. We were having a quick chat before we start. So, you know, how about this? We've heard over the years that actually the optimal business plan is a plan on a page. Some people say if you cannot get your business on one page in terms of business plan, it's too complex and you need to work harder. But then I was thinking, you know, the wonders of smartphones, technology. I wonder if we should have a bit of fun talking about, is it possible to run your entire business off a smartphone? So the same principles of planning a page, but actually with the wonders of app and everything else going on, is it possible to run your entire business from a smartphone? And if it is, should you even entertain that? So there you go. I don't know how we quite get that done in 30 minutes, but we can give it a go.
Okay. Interesting. This is very interesting. The first answer, I guess, where my head goes to first, it depends on the business, right? Obviously. And if you're a retailer, then you're going to need to have bricks and mortar and all of that jazz. But the principle of getting your systems as simple as possible, and then accessing them whilst you're here, there and everywhere, is a sound one, right? I remember probably 8 or 9 years ago, so the birth of cloud bookkeeping and finances and Xero and all those kind of apps. And I remember talking to a bricks and mortar retailer who we'd set up an electronic till for that linked to her phone and linked to Xero. And she was telling me, this is literally the best thing ever, because I used to be stressing about what the business was doing when I wasn't there. So I was always there. And now I'm sat on a beach and I can see who's in my shop, what's going through the till, how busy we are, what stock we need to order. And it was revolutionary. That was 8 years ago. And I know there are still shops now that don't have that kind of functionality and that kind of system set up, and they're still on old tills, etc. I would argue, though, and I did with this lady at the time, do you want to be sat on a beach checking what's going through your till? Or do you want to be sat on a beach and chilling out? And that's where I think we'll end up in this conversation is, yes, it's possible. Is it ideal? I'm very much in the camp. I try and get as much off my mobile as I can. But yeah, I think you can certainly, your finance function can be run on a smartphone now. Your marketing function, your social media is all inherently on your smartphone. What systems have we got left that aren't smartphone compatible? Let's start there. What are we doing that's on a laptop or on a desktop that cannot yet be moved onto onto a phone?
I don't really think, and I guess you're absolutely right, caveat here, it really does depend on the business, of course, right? But I'm listening to you there, and right now I'm not thinking of anything that's on a laptop or a desktop that there isn't an equivalent or something, even if it's not quite as good, available on a smartphone. And actually, there's more clearly you are a Xero expert, aren't you? And, you know, I guess it's all come out at one point from spreadsheets and evolutions. But there's an example of technology that's used to be a spreadsheet that's now everything super advanced versus a spreadsheet. So I do think that the smartphone and mobile will have an equivalent for you to try. And where I think, so you're right, there's two sides of the argument. One, we're all overwhelmed. We're all plugged in 24/7. Blue light's bad for us. And we're all going to shrivel up and game over, right? And I totally get that when there's completely switched on, lack of space, and it's ping, 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 ping on your phone, right? That's one scenario, and it's a real scenario that we've all experienced. However, if one can master that, and there are ways to master that, then you're into another scenario where you can be really mobile. You can be out there talking to potential customers, clients, your team, and you're not tied to the office, you're not tied to a desktop, and things can be much, much quicker. And that has huge benefits to your business and actually your well-being, in that the business is much slicker, much quicker, performing better. Now, that the big caveat there is, have I got the technology on the phone, the more optimal apps, and can I discipline myself to use them wisely to give myself space?
100%. Again, as the business owner, actually, we argue repeatedly that the business owner shouldn't be doing the do, right? You should be running the business, the CEO role. So actually, your systems you need on your phone shouldn't be all the systems that make your business work. They should be the systems you need to be able to manage and lead your people and kind of check in that everything's happening as it should, right? And actually, yeah, you don't, you know, we go back to this retailer, they don't need to know the granular detail of what's going through their till and what stock they need to buy. They just need to understand at the end of the day what's gone through the till, what the numbers look like, and are we on target? And actually, it's the managers within the team, the leaders within the team, that are needing all of the granular detail and access to all the systems and all that functionality that may not be entirely able to fit on a smartphone. But a vision of a CEO running their business from their phone, actually, now I sit and think about it, it seems sensible if that CEO is purely doing the CEO role and not involved in the day-to-day. Because what's your phone? Oh, sorry, carry on.
I think you just said, well, you've said a lot of wise stuff there, Matt, right? But what you said there about, let's say it was a CEO, right? We are a CEO, and the CEO's got the smartphone. Then what's on that smartphone to reinforce his role or her role and to help that person optimize that role is wise. And I guess for a CEO, you would think, now I'm just talking here, but a large percentage then of what's on that phone is to aid communication. So the more communication apps that are on, now that could be LinkedIn, it could be WhatsApp, it could be Slack, Zoom, even Teams, the more that CEO is able to interact with the world. And if a chunk of leadership's about communication, which it is, then that'd be great. Now, if that CEO had a rudimentary app on performance, that that person could check in on performance, but not at granular level headline, that might be enough for that CEO when he or she's flying all over the world and just checking in there. So yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And that's the CEO. But of course, if I'm another role, then my smartphone's biased towards my role again. But they say, I mean, we've heard this even when the first iPhone came out, that it was more advanced technology-wise than the Apollo rocket that went onto the moon.
Yeah.
You know, so we have got flipping heck, it's now 2022. These smartphones are serious, serious hardware that, you know, really could actually help us a lot more than maybe they are right now.
Well, that was where I was going to go. You're right, the processing power of a smartphone nowadays is phenomenal. But actually, what is a smartphone? And if you drill down into what its actual essence is, it's a communications device, right? And actually, the role of a CEO, so sort of weighted towards effective communication, whether it's with your customers, your team, your suppliers, your network, whatever it is, using, effectively being open and able to be available to your customers, your team, etc., is a massive element of that CEO role. And so if you drill it down to its simplest form, a phone is the essential tool of any CEO, right? The ability to be contacted, whether it's on a call or on a text or on a WhatsApp or an email or whatever it is. Don't get email on your phone is my standard position, but everyone else has their own opinion on that. Can you imagine a place where you start work, like it's standard now, we're always recruiting in our business, right? It feels like every day we have someone new email a CV or come in for an interview or start work with us. And so I am forever buying laptops. So are you telling me that there's a world in the future where I don't have to do that and I can just provide them with a, £200 Huawei mobile phone and off they go and save myself a grand? Is that what we're saying?
Let me ask you that question right back then. So you are a cutting edge digital accountancy business. Now,
I am.
Right now, could you do that?
No, I don't think so. The majority of what we do, so the majority of the systems we use are web-based.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got access to a browser, whether that's a phone, a laptop, an iPad, a smart TV, a bloody Tesla, if you've got access to a internet browser, you can use 90% plus of the systems we use. Xero, the image capturing receipt bank app, the proposal tools we use, online banking, accounts production, all the stuff that we do to kind of physically produce the product we produce. If you've got a web browser, you can do it. My issue is some of what we do, that small 10%, is Excel or Google Sheets, really. It's Excel. And that needs, you can't, it's, you know, there is Excel on a phone, but it's a waste of space, right?
Yeah.
On anything that hasn't got a mouse and a keyboard, it's difficult. And that's the bit, to be fair, if I sit and think about it, that is the only reason that we couldn't just provide our guys with a load of logins and a £200 tablet. It's that need to use Excel effectively that kind of hampers us.
So that's fascinating, because I agree with you. That's what I was, the thing that I was concerned for your team would be screen size. You know, there's a lot of looking at screen, isn't there, for some of the roles in your business, I would have thought.
There is, but you can mirror a smartphone on a monitor.
So you can.
So you can look at the screen up there, yeah.
So you can. So it is just the Excel is not good enough yet. Mobile.
Yeah, the input side of things, yeah. That's our business. But for my role in our business, and I'm out there talking to people, most of my day is spent with my remarkable tablet and face to face with my customers.
Yeah. So, and again, you're the CEO, so you're away from that need putting on Excel. Yeah, well, you've got people to do that. So Microsoft, if you're listening, when was the first Excel street? I mean, I don't know, 80-something, 88, 90?
So it was 90s, I think, early 90s.
Right. Come on, let's get these completely working on mobile. So there you go. But for you as CEO, a smartphone, absolutely.
It could work. I don't know if I'd like the idea of it, because like I said, I'm trying to get everything I can off my smartphone. So it is just a tool to talk to clients on.
So I'll go the other way then. This is usually we are always aligned, but I'm lying in France, having some big thoughts about how I want to be. And I set myself a bit of a challenge that actually I would maximize the potential of my smartphone and see if I can really push it to the limit, like Scotty did with the Enterprise in the 1960s. And I've done, since I've come back, I've adapted it. It's got a stylus now. That is actually, because that was one of the reasons why I wasn't using the phone and using a tablet or laptop, was just keyboard. But actually, this stylus now is as easily as quick as my tablet was, and I can write pretty quickly, maybe even write a book on it. But, you know, so email now, thoughts, notes, just as quick as a laptop for me, and also a tablet. I use that Swish, Microsoft Swish key. So you really can go super, super quick in terms of writing. So that's great. And I'm pushing the limits of WhatsApp, both within groups within other people and groups within myself, in terms of being super efficient, working projects on WhatsApp, working day-to-day to-do lists on WhatsApp. My email is definitely on my phone, personal and professional. And articles, I'm reading the Economist magazine, the Harvard Business Review, reading that on the phone, can see it because I can set the text size. I've got quite a big screen on the smartphone in terms of how smartphones go. So I am determined to push it. Now, I would certainly argue I've been very productive since I've come back. Now, how much of that is just me coming back from France, eating too many baguettes and ready to go? Maybe a bit of that. But I am feeling really productive. And I'm also, I don't have any notifications on my smartphone. So I'm not getting annoyed with beep, 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 beep. I'm just disciplining myself to go in at different times. So better practice what I preach. So I'm determined to use this bit of kit as best I can. Now, I could do some of my Zoom coaching on it. I mean, right now, my laptop, much better. Prefer the big screen for sure. But when I'm out and about, this is where the smartphone is. I've got it really taken a lot of stuff off it, been very selective with the apps, and feel that it's working really well.
Okay. One of the things you said there piqued my interest a bit. So you said you're running to-do lists on WhatsApp. How does that work? I've never seen that before.
So this is, I had a bit of creative playing about with WhatsApp about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. And I basically thought, we all use WhatsApp, don't we? And most people, not, I know there's Telegraph and there's different, but most people are on umpteen WhatsApp groups and tend to use WhatsApp. Most people are, and in business. So I thought, well, wouldn't it be wonderful if I actually then had my to-do list as a WhatsApp group? And because I'm on there anyway, rather than I'm on paper or I'm on Microsoft To-Do or Google Tasks, I'm actually on WhatsApp. So I tried to set up a group by myself and I couldn't invite myself onto WhatsApp group, and then worked out how to do it. So in essence, I would invite you onto my group. There'd be me and you. I call it Alan's to-do list, and then I would boot you out the group, and I would I'd stay in. So that's how you set up a WhatsApp group, first of all, for yourself. So my wife, Pamela, was asking me why she was kicked out of 16 groups, and what are you up to, you strange man? So that's what was going on. But now I've got different groups for different aspects of my life and my business, and three or four specific project groups as well. So what you do to turn that into a to-do list, first of all, you can set up the group icon as a really cool emoji that inspires you. You can put the wallpaper to what, when we were going to France, I did a France 2022 project group with myself and Pamela in it, with the French flag icon. And the wallpaper was Eiffel Tower. And it was really cool. It was dead inspirational. And then, in essence, what you do is you just phone Matt, send, right? And when it's done, you just press it and the emojis all come up and I press the green tick. But if it's partly done, then I press a yellow box. So yellow box in my system means I've started it, but it's not finished. And that's sort of brilliant. You can get even more sophisticated for projects. You could introduce a red box, a yellow box, a green box for different where you're at. So all that's going on. But what's great with me is that I'm out and about, I'm in WhatsApp, and then suddenly there's all these groups and I know exactly where I'm at. And I've just found that quite motivational, actually, quite inspiring. And for somebody, and I'll say it publicly, that has struggled with to-do lists and getting stuff done, I would have to say that this is the best yet. So that's how you do it.
Well, now I've got something new to learn, right? Every day is a school day. Because we've just brought WhatsApp for Business into our business as a tool to communicate with our clients. And I think it's working relatively well because it's where our clients are, right? Our clients, like you said, everyone's in WhatsApp a lot. And therefore, where your clients are, that's the first rule of like business communication marketing, right? You've got to be where your clients are. There's no point you being on Telegram if none of your clients use it. Okay, I might try this out. You might find yourself invited and then dumped out of a group really quickly.
I won't take it personally. The other thing, of course, that works with it when you start into it is this the WhatsApp voice memo. Again, is quite an effective way to communicate. I've some businesses I've worked with that between the CEO and somebody else, and they were getting, they were missing. They were, their communication was really clunky. There would be voicemailing, but each one would have about 8 voicemails. So you'd have to go through the whole thing to get the thing. And then they started to, there's just a group with them and they're leaving voice memos for each other. The voice memo takes 10 seconds, straight to the point. They go into a meeting, another person picks it up, actions it back. So it's much, much quicker. I know this is sounding a bit like a WhatsApp masterclass, but that was just one app. But back to the point of this whole podcast is you can do it on a smartphone.
Though what is interesting, I met a business owner, well, middle of last year, who doesn't have a smartphone. And it kind of bamboozled everybody else on the call because, well, I can't even think what we were trying to do, but there were 5 of us on the call, me and then 2 other advisors and then the 2 business owners. And one of the business owners doesn't have a smartphone. And something so mundane happened on the call. And then it was like, right, if we just download this app and off we go. And she was like, oh, no, I haven't got a smartphone. Can't download any app. And I remember thinking at the time, I don't understand how you function. But I was having this conversation with my brother-in-law because he hasn't got Apple Pay on his phone. And it's like, now I can't do anything. I don't take my wallet to most of the places I go to now because I just use Apple Pay. And like, yeah, he's that step behind. And don't trust it. I'm not going to carry on how I am. This lady's even further away. I can't even envisage how you could run your life without a smartphone. But people are doing it. And she's running a very successful business, to be fair to her. But she ain't doing it on her smartphone. And she's not doing it on a Nokia 5510 or whatever it is that she's got either.
So that, okay, there you go. So I'm intrigued by that. I am intrigued by that. But you know,
rather not having a smartphone at all.
Yeah.
Well, and she, I said to her, sort of after I kind of picked my jaw up off the floor, I said, "Well, how do you like live your life?" And she said, "Well, what do I want my phone for? To text people and ring people?" I was like thinking, she's never tried to change the nappy of a 2-year-old and had to use Netflix on her phone to keep him still. Like, that's the world that I'm in. Like, that would be the major reason for me. If my smartphone ever got lost, I'd be stuffed because I'd never be able to change a nappy again. So
I just think, now I don't know anything about that individual in our business, right? I really don't. And I'm delighted it's flying and there's people doing stuff. But this is where I'm going back to. If you can learn to master the phone rather than the phone master you, and you really can master it, I just think that that bit of kit is so powerful now and the software is so powerful. Why would you not embrace it and use it? And There is no way without that smartphone in the last month, I would have done as much as I did, and including organise and go to France and everything else, passports,
but then we were talking earlier. Sorry, we were talking earlier though that you worked while you were on holiday, right? Only briefly, and whilst everyone else wasn't around. and your phone allowed you to do that. And we talked about my client who was checking her till whilst on the beach. This business owner doesn't have a laptop. Because we went on to this whole, I said, well, do you have an iPad? No, I haven't got any tablets. I said, well, have you got a laptop then? She said, no, I've got a desktop, because then it stays in the office when I go home. And I don't do any work in the evenings. And I remember thinking, God, that's just a completely different way of, like, there is no chance that this lady works in the evenings. No chance, because she has no ability to. Mm-hmm. The closest she'd get is if the business partner rang her and needed to talk to her about something. That's the only chance that there is that business impacts in her personal life. She's been running this business for 40 years. It's very successful. The systems are modern. Like, the system she's got on her desktop are cutting edge, you know, cloud based, everything talks to everything, but she's just set it up in a way that doesn't impact on life at home. That is the danger of running your life through a phone, is that your phone is always with you. Mm-hmm. Your laptop, sometimes you put in a bag. Your phone, the furthest it gets away from you is in your pocket, right? Mm-hmm. So it's an interesting, I think you're right. We're on the right track, right? Running your phone from a business is possible. And for a lot of businesses, it's probably going to give you a really efficient outcome. But it does cut, it's a double-edged sword, because it means that you can be super efficient at midnight and still going if you catch an email at them.
But I don't, that you're right. And that's, I know you know this, that's certainly not what I'm advocating or even going near. And, you know, I wouldn't use the smartphone for business at night either, for the vast majority of time, you know, but I could if I wanted. But I go back to, this is where the mastery comes into, the discipline. Now, that individual that you're describing sounds fantastic. The business is set up. I don't know anything about that business, but that's brilliant, right? Really, really good. But not everyone wants to run their business like that, you know? And, you know, just relying on one desktop and not one, they might have, you know what I mean? A desktop in an office does sound like something from the 1990s, you know, which not everyone wants. And where I'm going with this is that just with the power of these communication devices now and the apps available, it is possible to have a level of performance unimaginable mobile-wise even 3, 4, 5 years ago. But the big, 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 huge caveat for me here is the mastery element. If the human being can master the smartphone, rather than the other way around, then I think that's a very potent opportunity that people in 2022 running businesses wouldn't have even had in 2018, 2019.
I agree. So I've got a final thing to talk about, which does come back to smartphones, but it's just triggered in my brain. So we went down on holiday. We've just got back from Cornwall. I love Cornwall, right? It's a different pace of life, right? Everything's a little bit, it's just a bit slower and more chilled, right? And I was going to talk to you about this on our next coaching session, because I interacted with two businesses which are just wondrous, right? So we went in on I don't know, Friday night, me and my wife went to the number one rated restaurant in the town that we stayed in. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called, for those of you that want to check out, it's called Number 2 Bell Avenue. And my wife at the time said, that sounds like someone's house, doesn't it? Right. It sounds like a house address. And we rocked up at this restaurant, and I kid you not, it's someone's front room that's been converted into a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's a bistro, and it's got 6 tables in it. And it looks like a restaurant, but just in miniature. Right. 6 tables. It's about 12. No, it's probably, 16, no more than 20 covers, right? So I said to Louise, really glad we got a table and that we booked as early as we did. And secondly, they must whiz you in, whiz you out and turn the tables, right? That's the only way they can make any money, is to have more than one person sat in each chair every setting, because it's only open 4 days a week as well, right? So we got there and we had a table booked for 8. and the staff, right, there's the waitress who was the chef's best friend and doesn't normally work there, but the waitress let them down, so she rang them up, and the chef and a pot washer, and that is it, right? And the food they put out is phenomenal, like genuinely really, really good. But come 9 o'clock, half the tables were empty, and people were coming in and they were turning them away. They said, nah, chef doesn't want to cook anymore. She's turned the hobs off. I'm looking at my wife like, what? Like, is this a real thing? Like, I don't know if they've like won the lottery and actually they just like cooking, because I was trying to run the numbers. Well, I was trying to enjoy my night out and not work. But I was also trying to run the numbers and work out, like, the food was reasonably priced. It was brilliant. I just can't see how they make a profit, right? Anyway, that was lovely. We also, while we were there, my brother-in-law said, there's this pub in this town, and it's, like, in the top five in the UK, like, rated by Camera, right? It's a brilliant pub. He said, I've never found it open. It's always closed. He said, it opens for, like, an hour a day on, like, the fifth Sunday of the month, right? So, anyway, I was trying to find a charging point for my car, which is another saga that I won't bore everybody with. But I walked past on my way back with my son in his pushchair, and I found this pub, and I thought, well, I'm going to go and find out when it's open. The landlord was stood outside. So I said, when are you open? He said, oh, we open Thursdays from 4 till 7, Fridays from 4 till 7, Saturdays 4 till 9, and Sundays until we run out of beer. I said, okay. And that was on Thursday. So I said to my brother, all right, we'll go. We'll go this evening, right? 4 o'clock it opens. We're going to jump in, have a pint. And you walk in there, and I don't know if it's an act, because the landlord was lovely with me when I was talking to him, but you walk in there and he is like the definition of a grumpy landlord. He don't want you there, like you're an inconvenience to him. And we got there, and then I don't know what I did. My phone beeped, right? So I picked my phone up, and the landlord said, no, you can't have phones on in here. He said, first time, that's a fine. You have to put £1 in the charity box, and if you keep using it, we nail it to the wall. And then there's a wall with iPhones just nailed genuinely, right? And so anyway, can't use your phone. And then we had another drink. You wouldn't let my mother-in-law buy a half. You can only buy pints in my pub. We don't do halves. And then when we went back, he said, if you don't bring your glasses back from your table, it's £1 surcharge on your next pint. And I was like, what is this? But everyone I was with loved it. Louise's brother was all over it. Like, this is old school. When the record, it's got a record player, and when the music stops, is whoever's closest has to go and put the next record on. And it's just, and again, it's like, it's not a very big pub, but it was packed. It was just a funny, again, I was sat there thinking, does this guy make any money? Does he care? Is that what the point of it is? Or is it an excuse to be in the pub all day on the days he wants? I don't know. But it's just a little bit different. But I tell you what, neither of those businesses are being run off a smartphone. One of them you can't even take out of your pocket. And that restaurant is a very, it's just an interesting little business model. But anyway, there you go. So number two, Bad Avenue, or the Barrel at Bude. If you're ever down in North Cornwall, both of those are interesting places to check out. And there we go. That's our TripAdvisor episode done and dusted. What do you think of that? Have you ever been in a pub like that where the landlord don't want you there?
Nope, but it sounds very intriguing. I do love Cornwall, so maybe I need to go down and look that up as well. I have heard of the first scenario. I've heard that before, definitely, but no, not the second scenario.
No, I mean, that restaurant was phenomenal, but maybe we should do it on different business models, or they're not obviously out there chasing the pound, are they? They're doing something else.
No.
They're doing enough to run their life, and that's what they need to do, I guess. Anyway, there we go. Right, we've rambled on now. We might need to cut that and put it in a little bonus podcast, because we're well over time now. So have you got anything else to add, Alan?
No, I have not. We were just experimenting with a concept. I think we have got right into it. Ultimately, that's up to people to try it. But I am pretty intrigued with the technology that is sitting there. And I'd like to see what I can do with it. So I am going to go on a mission until Christmas to see what I can continue to develop by running a business off a smartphone.
Love it. Okay. Well, look, on that note, we will end today. We will be back I promise we will actually be back next week, because we keep saying we'll be back next week and then go on holiday and forget to record. But we'll be back next week with more podcast gold. But for now, that's all from me, and that's all from my friend Alan.
Goodbye.
This is the Mind Your Business podcast.